Is this the year you run a 5K race, or are you looking to set a new personal record? Either way, Max Potential contributor Mark Sullivan will get you headed in the right direction. And speaking of Mark, he's today's guest. Okay, we're talking with our regular contributor, Mark Sullivan, who gives you a weekly tip for the road. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Now, for our listeners who may not know your background, just give us some details on that.
Well, I've been running since 1984. I would say I've been running in earnest since 85. That's when I started racing. I'm primarily known now as a marathoner. I've run 150 marathons. I've run 25 consecutive Boston marathons, but I've run hundreds of other races, everything from even track races, 800 meters and 400 meter events, all the way up to ultra marathons, 50 miler events, that kind of thing. And I'm also a running coach, and I've coached a lot of people through those same distances and a lot of marathoners, etc.
And you have an incredible background, and that's obviously why we're happy to have you be a part of the show and offer the advice that you do. And now for the rest of us, 5Ks, it's spring, it's getting nice, they're sprouting up.
Yeah, it's a very popular race, popular distance for a lot of reasons, has mass appeal. It hasn't always been that way. Years ago, 5Ks were considered more of a fun run. Used to have a lot of the races in the area were 10Ks. And that was back when running was more of a fringe kind of a sport. You didn't have a lot of people doing it. The running boom really helped to increase the number of 5Ks. But there was a second running boom that took place in the 80s. And I think that's when you saw the 5K sprout up. And for good reason, because the 5K is such a manageable distance. If you're new, it's not intimidating to run a 3.1-mile race. If you're, a veteran, it's a great way to get some speed work in. So it has a lot of appeal that way. From a race director standpoint, it's great because it's easy and manageable to put a race on of that distance. You have an easier time controlling the traffic, having your course marshals, your police, whatever you need, and keeping the route safe as opposed to sprawling out over 10 kilometers. It's so much easier to handle a 5-kilometer course.
Okay, so there is that appeal. Now, say this is the year someone's going to go out and run their first 5K. Should they just go out and do it?
With no training, it's not recommended, but I certainly would hate to discourage anybody who just went ahead and did that. I've known some people who have tried it on their own. They've never really done anything before. They went out, ran a 5K. They got through it. It wasn't pretty. They may have struggled, but they realized that they wanted to do this as a lifelong sport, and they became runners because they tried that first 5K that way. It would be better if you could go out and get a little training in ahead of time. And the good thing about a 5K is your training can be rather modest. You don't have to put in, hundreds and hundreds of miles to prepare for this like you would for a marathon. If you're a person who runs or walks a few times a week and you put in a few miles at a time, you're ready to do a 5K. You're ready to step up to it. Of course, depending on how intensely you want to run that race and what your goals are, then you may want to vary your training a little bit. But on a very modest amount of training, you can get in and successfully complete a 5K.
Okay, so how much training time do you think is involved in getting ready for a 5K, like you were saying, from a novice to someone who has more experience and maybe they're looking to do very well?
There again, it would depend on your end goal, what you're looking to do, and how seriously you want to run the race. For a novice, if you're running, say, three times a week, and you're putting in, say, 2 or 3 miles at a time, you're ready to go. You're ready for a 5K. There's no question about it. You don't even have to run the full 3.1 distance ahead of time before you would run the race, and you'll still be ready. You could be a person who's only running 2 miles at a time a couple times a week, and you're ready to step up to a 5K. That extra distance is going to be pretty easy for you because of the adrenaline and the rush of a race. That's going to work for you. The big thing for novices is not to make some of the typical mistakes, one of which would be they know they're going to have their first 5K on Saturday, so Friday they go out and run a 5K as hard as they can to try to get ready for that 5K. Mm. It's not going to work that way. You definitely want to allow yourself a little bit of a taper, some time to be rested up to run the race. But as far as running the actual 5K and doing well, you don't need a whole lot of training for that. If you're a person like who's been running for a long time and they're interested in getting a really good PR or getting a new PR, whatever it might be, to run a personal best, they're going to want to put in some varied running, some longer distance, maybe go past the 5K a little bit. And there they could even just get away with maybe a 5-mile or a 10K race or a 10K run, I should say. But if they want to go very fast, they're going to want to do some speed work, maybe get to the track or do some intervals on the road, maybe even do some hill repeats, that kind of thing, just to improve their overall time and their overall fitness. Not necessary to complete it, that's sure, but it depends on what your goal is. And if your goal is to do extremely well or to set a new personal best, then you're going to want to put in that varied training.
Okay, so training is different, though, from the actual event. How do you go about approaching the 5K race?
The 5K race, like any other race, is best run with even splits or negative splits. Negative splits means you run the second half faster than you ran the first half. But it's difficult to divide a 5K in half because mm-hmm. of the uneven distance. So what I recommend is to divide it into thirds, and that's pretty simple because you got mile 0.1 at the end, but you have your first, your second, and your third miles are pretty even. So what you want to do is you want to go out at a pace that feels a little too easy for the first mile. Hmm. And what you're doing there is you're probably not running too slow, but if you hold back a little bit, you're going to save yourself enough for the end. Most people in the 5K, because they get excited and everybody goes out so fast, they find themselves going out much too fast, and they run 15, 20, 30 seconds too fast in that first mile, and they blow the whole race. You don't have a lot of wiggle room in a 5K. You've got to run a pretty even race. If you go out that much too fast in your first mile, you're going to run like three times that extra amount too slow in the last mile. So in other words, if you ran 15 seconds too fast for your first mile, you're going to run at least 45 seconds too slow for your last mile. It just works out that way. You don't really make up for wow. anything. So the best thing to do is go out what feels a little too slow for the first mile. And I mean just slightly slower than what you think you should be running. The next mile should be about right. It should feel like you're running where you want to be running. And then that way, when you get to the last mile, you can throw it all in and really push. And if you run that way, if you run that kind of a even effort or what would be perceived effort like that, you'll probably have a really good time as far as your finishing time, but you'll also enjoy it more because the last mile, you'll be passing everybody. You'll just be flying by people. And it's a great feeling in that last mile to feel like you're in control, you're running strong, and you're passing all these people. And then you finish strong. And that's a real good feeling. If you run it the other way, you go out too fast, more than likely you're going to be staggering in at the end. People are going to be passing you, and you're going to feel kind of defeated. So I strongly recommend that even split, or at least try to do, as I said, first, second, third mile, divide it from what feels a little too easy to what feels right, then to what feels a little fast.
We'll talk about precious seconds. Now, again, we're saying there's a lot of 5Ks out there, and maybe you just don't want to pick one or two, but you want to run a bunch. How many can you actually run?
No, it depends on how fit you are, but you can run several in a week. In the summertime, you'll see the 5Ks sometimes on a Wednesday or a Thursday night. Oftentimes, you'll see a Saturday morning and a Sunday morning 5K, and then sometimes you even see one on a Saturday evening. And I myself, and I know many other veteran runners who have run several in that same week, where you've run a Saturday morning race, go on that night and run another 5K, and go the next day and run one in the morning. And it sounds like a lot, especially to somebody who's never run any 5Ks. But if you're training, for instance, for a half marathon, and you ran 5K in the week, you haven't even covered the half marathon distance. So it's really not that much. And the 5K doesn't require an enormous amount of time for recovery. You can run a 5K in the morning, and by the afternoon, you feel pretty good. You don't feel beat. You don't feel depleted like you do for a longer race. So that's why it's possible to do that. And that's, again, why it's such an appealing race to so many people. It's challenging enough to give them something to work towards, yet they don't have to invest an enormous amount of time training, nor do they have to invest an enormous amount of time to recover. They can get right back into their training almost immediately afterwards. So if they ran a 5K on Sunday, they can go back to their running on Monday and maybe by Tuesday be doing speed work again or something like that. It doesn't take a lot of time before they can be back to it.
Now, we're talking a lot about the major part, which is the running, but there's more to a 5K than just running. There's the atmosphere. There's other things going on. What should people know?
Well, if it is a first race for them, and this is the case, whether it be a 5K as a first event or a 10K or any race you go to the first time, you want to make sure that you're not pressured. You want to get up in plenty of time in the morning. You want to allow yourself probably about an hour, get there about an hour ahead of time. That way you can check in, you can get your race kit, your race pack, to get your number, whatever you need to do, and you'll know all the instructions. You'll know where you're supposed to go. You'll be able to get to a porta potty or to the restrooms, whatever you need to do ahead of time, and you'll take the pressure off. The last thing you want to do is add additional pressure to yourself and show up 15 minutes before the race. You can't find a parking space. You're rushing around. You can't get your number in the registration line. You're all confused about where you're supposed to go. So get there early and relax. You want to go out for a little warm-up, maybe about a half an hour before the race, go out for a warm-up run. The shorter the race, this is a good rule to remember, the shorter the race, the longer the warm-up. So if you're running a marathon, you don't need much of a warm-up, but if you're running a mile race, you want to warm up a lot. And so, for instance, for a mile race, I would probably run 2 miles as a warm-up. For a 5K, I would run at least a mile to a mile and a half for a warm-up, depending, of course, who you are. Some people will run less or some people will run more, but it's a good idea to warm up thoroughly because you're going to be working those muscles harder and faster pressure more immediately. You're not going to be easing into the pace like you would in a half marathon or a marathon. So shorter the race, longer the warm-up. That way, if you get out about a half hour before, you can run for maybe 15 minutes or so, do some stretching, visit the restroom again if you need to, sip some water, make sure that you're ready. You feel confident that way. You're nice and loose. You get to the starting line feeling ready to run. You're ready to put the effort out there. If you show up late, you're going to be frazzled. You're going to feel all upset, and you're just not going to run well. That will help you overall. You'll definitely run a better time if you've gotten that extra time in the start.
All right, Mark, thanks for the advice, and hopefully we see a lot of runners out there.
I hope so. It's a great event to try. People should get out there and give it. If they haven't ever tried a 5K before, I think that most people who try one will get hooked. They'll want to go on and do others afterwards.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Okay, thank you.